Home prices rise, but not everywhere.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, hello, welcome to the Morning Open. I'm Bill Radke. Wall Street is just starting its day, and we're looking at news affecting the economy and consumers. We have a somewhat encouraging report this morning on November home prices, and General Motors could be looking to clear out its remainder bin. We'll get to that in a moment. First, where's Wall Street? The S&P 500 is up 0.1%, the NASDAQ is flat, and the Dow is ahead 23 points. So far this morning, it's at 10,570. Home builder stocks are up about 0.6%. We'll talk about that home prices news in a moment. European stocks are up around 0.5% in light holiday trading, and Asian markets rose slightly today. So, we got news this morning. U.S. home prices rose last month for the fifth month in a row. It's called the Case-Shiller Index, and it rose a slight 0.4%. Analyst Julie Neiman is here from Smith Moore & Company, joining us live from St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Bill.
So, only half of the big cities in this index actually saw price gains, but still, five monthly increases in a row. Does that mean it's up from here?
Well, it's a positive bit of news, but the biggest problem is we have so much inventory, so much overhang. At the end of the third quarter, about 5.5 million houses were still for sale. Then there's something called the shadow housing, the stuff that the banks aren't telling you about. It's 90 days delinquent. That's close to 2 million. Right now, housing pickup is due to that $8,000 tax credit and artificially low interest rates. If we can continue that on for a long period of time, then we can work this off. But this is very tenuous at best.
Well, the tax credit has been extended, so let's talk about the interest rates part of it. What do you see in the new year?
Probably interest rates are going to be going up. The United States Treasury has big needs to raise money, and they've kept interest rates extraordinarily low for a long period of time. They can't fight it anymore. They've got to raise funds to pay down some of the major things that they have to pay for. So we're going to be looking at interest rates going up, and that could put the kibosh on the housing recovery.
Let me ask you about the stock market, Julie, because people have been predicting a correction for months now, but the S&P 500 index is at its high point for the year. How can this be?
Well, market is up 70% from the lows, and this Santa Claus rally looks like it's going to continue on at least through the first couple of days of the new year. In fact, a 1.5% advance is on average since 1950 for the Santa Claus rally. But this one is really being determined, the most recent, due to earnings. They've come off of record lows. That's already priced in. But we're going to be looking at in the future here global prospects, and liquidity is a huge problem. Most of the money is going into the stock market because there's no other place to go with interest rates this low. If interest rates go up, then the bond market's going to be very attractive, especially the corporate bond market. That will siphon money off from the stock market. So again, Santa Claus rally for the first part of the year, but follow interest rates. That's going to be the driver for 2010.
Analyst Julie Neiman from Smith Moore & Company, thank you.
You bet.
In other news this morning, the Wall Street Journal reports you might expect some big bargains on GMs for the next couple of weeks. Elisa Roth covers the auto industry for Marketplace, and she's live in our New York bureau. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
What is GM doing?
Well, as you said, GM needs to clear out its inventory. There are two brands it's discontinuing, Saturn and Pontiac, and it's offering dealers of those cars an incentive of $7,000 a car to buy the vehicles themselves. Now, the catch is that incentives always cost the car maker, and we don't know how much this one is going to cost GM. That said, car buyers could get a great deal on these cars if the dealers decide to pass that incentive money on.
How great a deal?
Well, 50% off on some models. If you take the Pontiac G3, it's a compact car as an example. It usually goes for about $15,000. If the dealer passed on that incentive to you, it would cost $8,000.
And is that as great a deal as it sounds like?
I talked to Eric Merkel this morning. He's an industry analyst based in Michigan. He says it more or less is.
You're getting a car really at a used car price. That is a new car. And you're able to drive it for a number of years.
Where it's not such a great bargain is if you want to resell this car. They don't have much resale value anyway because GM is getting rid of the brands.
Yeah. What about the warranty on a dead brand?
Well, GM says that it'll honor the warranties, and it has done that in the past. The other thing is that GM's cars share a lot of parts, so you shouldn't have a problem getting parts for these cars.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Throughout the trading day, we're talking business and the economy on our blog, The Scratch Pad. Check in with online host Scott Jagow and join the discussion at marketplace.org.
A pricing quarrel between Fox Broadcasting and Time Warner Cable could leave viewers without their favorite shows starting New Year's Day. Fox wants more carriage fees for its local and national programs. If Time Warner doesn't cough up, it will lose American Idol, The Simpsons, House, and NFL football from its lineup. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
This dispute may be over carriage fees, but the ads sound more like a wrestling show SmackDown. Here's Time Warner.
With TV networks demanding massive price increases, hundreds of thousands of you have spoken out. You've told us to get tough.
And in the other corner, Fox.
No Simpsons?
No!
No 24?
This is over!
No Fox? No way. TV with no Fox? Thanks a bundle, Time Warner Cable.
Philip Swan of TVPredictions.com thinks it's unlikely Time Warner will flinch at this point, meaning its cable systems in New York, Los Angeles, and other major markets could be no Fox zones by New Year's Day.
TV providers are saying, look, we've got to cut costs. And the broadcasters are obviously saying, we've got very valuable programming that people want, and we're going to demand more money for it. And who loses? The consumer, as always.
Time Warner urges subscribers to vote online against Fox's price hikes to prevent higher cable bills. Fox tells viewers to vote on its website and to junk Time Warner Cable for satellite TV. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, an Anglican priest is telling poor people to go forth and shoplift. British Reverend Tim Jones told his parishioners on Sunday, shoplifting does not violate the Eighth Commandment against stealing if you're desperate and you take from large companies. Jones says the bigger companies just pass the cost of theft on to the rest of us. The local archdeacon says the opinions expressed are those of Reverend Jones and not of the Church of England. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.